This is Attention Talk Radio, your ADHD information station, part of the Attention Talk Network. Its sister stations include Attention Talk Video, your ADHD talk show station, our subscription-based newsletter, Attention Talk News, your ADHD news source. Each media channel can be accessed at their respective URLs, attentiontalkradio.com, attentiontalkvideo.com, and attentiontalknews.com. Keep up with all the media channels on our Facebook page, found at facebook.com/attentiontalkradio.
Welcome to Attention Talk Radio, the show centered around paying attention to attention, with your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper.
Oh, good evening, everybody, and welcome to this blockbuster edition of Attention Talk Radio. I'm your host, ADHD and Attention Coach Jeff Copper, and it is ADHD Awareness Month, and we are so excited to bring our programming to you this month. We really think we've lined up the ADHD Expert Dream Team, and with us tonight in our virtual studio is Dr. Ned Hollowell and Master Certified Coach David Gork. We're going to get into the meat of the show real quick, but it is October 1st in the year 2014 at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For those of you who have been thinking about it or on the fence, it's time to sign up for the annual CHAD conference. That's November 13th to the 15th in Chicago. To find out more information on that, go to chadd.org. But let's get into the topic tonight. We are celebrating 20 years of ADHD coaching, and I have to give a little bit of credit to this. Sarah Wright, who's an ADHD coach herself and has taken a big part of the ADHD Coaches Organization, has recently wrote a book that kind of talks about really kind of the historian of ADHD coaching, if you will, and lays some things out. And reading her book, she actually asked me to write a review for it. I noticed that she mentioned in it that the first mention of ADHD coaching was in Dr. Ned Hollowell's and Dr. John Ray's book, Driven to Distraction. So I kind of give her credit for digging this thing up, but I give myself credit for realizing it's the 20-year anniversary of this and a big deal for our industry. And so we really want to celebrate that tonight. So with us in our virtual studios is Dr. Hollowell. He's a psychiatrist, a New York Times best-selling author, and a world-renowned speaker, and a leading authority in the field of ADHD. He's also the founder of the Hollowell Center for Cognitive and Emotional Health in New York and Boston. In his career, he was faculty member of the Harvard Medical School for almost two decades. He's also authored 18 books, including his latest book titled Shine, Using Brain Science to Bring Out the Best in Your People. And he's also co-wrote Driven to Distraction with Dr. John Rady. In addition to that, he also wrote with John Rady Answers to Distraction, and those books have sold more than a million copies. You can find more information on Dr. Hollowell by going to drhollowell.com. Also in our virtual studio is David Gork. He's the founder and the president of the ADD Coach Academy. We lovingly refer to it as ADCA, and it's the world's foremost ADHD coach training program and the first and only comprehensive ADHD coach training program to be fully accredited by the International Coach Federation. He's a master certified coach and an international conference speaker. Along with Michelle Novotny and Evelyn Polk Green, was instrumental in bringing about National ADHD Awareness Day. That was years ago, which has now morphed itself into a week and now a month, which we're celebrating the kickoff tonight. He himself is the author of a groundbreaking book, Permission to Proceed, The Keys to Creating a Life of Passion, Purpose, and Possibilities for Adults with ADHD. And you can learn more about Dave and get his book at addca.com. And so with that, David, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Jeff. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Oh, it's a big day. It's a big day for ADHD coaching. You know, the first mention of it was 20 years ago. We're bringing this about during ADHD Awareness Month. And, you know, David, this has been a passion of yours going back, what, almost 20 years yourself?
20 years myself. I was there when coaching was in its infancy.
Wow.
There were just a few coaching schools. And, you know, I have to give Ned credit. He brought up the concept of ADHD coaching, but that concept is very different the way he envisioned it and the way it's actually manifested. It's manifested in bigger and deeper and more expansive ways. But whenever I talk to Ned, he's always amazed at the things that we're doing in the ADHD coaching world, and he's been a big supporter personally of me, of the Academy, and ADHD coaching.
Well, you know, it's funny because coaching has changed dramatically since he first mentioned it, and I think it's going to change again in the future, which is kind of the layout of the show. We're going to talk about the past, a little bit about the present, and a little bit about the future. So to go back into the past, I'd like to play an interview that I did with Dr. Halliwell on this very topic. For time reasons, we had to pre-tape this, so let's roll that tape, and we'll venture back into the original days of some of this, get some insight from Dr. Halliwell, and we'll move forward. So let's roll the tape.
Dr. Halliwell, welcome to the show.
Very nice to be with you.
We're thrilled for you to come on, and we're actually thrilled about this. I'm an ADHD coach and the host of Attention Talk Radio, and we do a lot of interviewing with experts, and much of our interviews is from a coach's voices, which is where I'm coming from, and our industry has really been kind of coming together. We have the ADHD Coaches Organization. We have a credentialing body known as PAC, and in our research and talking to others, our understanding is ADHD coaching was first referenced in your book that you co-wrote with John Rady, Driven to Distraction, which was published in 1994, which makes this the 20th anniversary and something that the coaching community really kind of wants to celebrate. And I want to begin by asking you, how did you referenced it in the book, but how did that come about? What gave you the notion of ADHD coaching and actually inspired you to print it?
Well, in fact, not many people know what you just stated, but I did invent coaching, and I really invented it by doing it. I was working with all through the 1980s and early 90s when I was writing Driven to Distraction. I was working with a lot of children and adults who had ADD, and I found what they needed was more of what a coach does, you know, like a football coach or a track coach. Than what a psychotherapist does. In fact, they really did not need probing into their unconscious. What they needed was, how do you make a list? How do you be on time? How do you do something now and not put it off till later? Very much along the lines of what a coach does. And so I said in the book, you know, rather than a therapist, you ought to try to find a coach. And the field hadn't existed until then. Some experts in the field looked at me with great disdain and said mockingly, you know, Dr. Halliwell says you need a coach. Well, I think you need a doctor, you know. And I'm pleased that time has proved me right and proved them wrong. The old guard thought, you know, psychotherapy was for everybody and coaching was beneath them. And in fact, what most people with ADD of any age need is a good coach, and children, parents usually fill that role. But then, as you get older, you know, it's good to find it outside of your family. For a spouse to be a coach, the nag factor gets in the way, and so does with a parent. As the child gets older, the nag factor, the power dynamics get in the way. So, coaching, it really came into its own, and I'm pleased to see that. The idea that I had way back then really took root and has flourished. Now, as you said, it's an industry of its own. Yep. Many books, many schools where people can learn about coaching. It's become a very sophisticated discipline.
Back 20 years ago, when you wrote it, did you really think 20 years later? I mean, literally, we have multiple coaching schools that are dedicated to coaches. To helping coaches coach just ADD. We have the ADHD Coaches Organization comes together. We've had an annual conference for the last 5 or 6 years. We actually have a credentialing body that certifies those. So not only do you get trained, but you actually have to sit for an oral exam so that we can begin to police that. Was any of that in your wildest dreams 20 years ago?
No, but I knew it was a great idea. That I knew for sure. And I knew the fuddy-duddies who laughed at it were wrong, as fuddy-duddies usually are. I knew that... I knew that what these folks needed was practical, hands-on, and coaching is the word that came to me. Did I envision that it would take off as much as it has? No, but I'm really glad. And I think the chaos of today's world makes it so that a whole lot of people who don't have ADD can benefit from a coach as well. So it's a very practical, economic, and useful trade, and I'm thrilled to see how it's blossomed.
You're a big proponent of strength-based coach, and you also there's a tagline that you I think you talk about, unwrapping the gift of ADHD. That really kind of goes along with this, the coaching paradigm. Can you share your philosophies with regard to unwrapping ADHD?
Well, both ADHD and dyslexia, for that matter, it's an amalgam of positives and negatives. It's like an alloy, you know, and the positives are tightly wrapped in the negatives, you know, and so in order to develop the positives, you know, you have to unwrap, so to speak. You have to unwrap them, and it's a gift that's very hard to unwrap, that's for sure. you mentioned Dr. Barclay. He's spent his illustrious career showing how crippling the ADHD can be if it's not dealt with properly. And I suppose I've spent most of my career showing how bountiful ADHD can be if it is dealt with properly. You know, can it ruin your life? Yes, it can. But it can also make your life. So David Neeleman, the man who founded JetBlue Airlines and invented the electronic ticket, for example, ascribes all of his success to his ADHD brain. You know, so and most entrepreneurs have it. Highly creative people have it. So.
Yep.
So to call it simply a disorder, I think, misses the positives. And so I've been committed to trying to help people develop the positives.
Yep. One of the things that I've heard you speak many times, and one of the things that I think is really kind of powerful that you said before is an individual growing up with dyslexia and challenges. Isn't it interesting how you make a living so much by writing with the word? And so through that process, you certainly had to coach yourself along the way. So it seems to me that the notion of coaching is something you've trumpeted, but kind of you experienced yourself along the way.
Oh, absolutely, firsthand, and I would get help from other people. As you allude to, I have both ADHD and dyslexia myself, and I've learned how to extract the good parts of those conditions with the help of others. It's always, for me, that's why I stress the power of connection so much, that it's in connecting with others, in finding the right help, the right resources that you thrive. It's not a matter of rugged individualism. It's more a matter of effective cooperation.
Very well put. And so, you know, Dr. Holloway, again, I thank you so much for coming on and let's kind of talk about this because it's a very exciting time. Everybody, we've done this in advance in preparation because ADHD Awareness Month is right around the corner. And, back in the old days, we didn't have any even ADHD Awareness Day, much less month, but we're preparing this and we're looking forward to celebrating the birth of ADHD coaching, the celebration of 20-year anniversary of kind of when it got started in print. And we're doing it for ADHD Awareness Month, which what better month would be a good time to really kind of celebrate. So, again, Dr. Holloway, we want to thank you for coming on and celebrating this moment and giving us a little bit of the background because it really was inspiring what you did 20 years ago, its birth in industry, and I think it's really having a positive impact on so many people out there and helping to improve lives. So thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much, and I'm thrilled that you're doing this.
There we have it. So, David, you know, it's interesting to listen to him talk about how it's blossomed so much more than what his expectations are. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I was around when Ned came up with the idea, and it's blossomed more than I thought it was going to blossom, too. He wasn't the only one. This was an idea and a concept that turned into, as he said, a very sophisticated discipline, and it has. And it was an evolution, and it was an emergence. But one thing that Ned had I myself and I think the outstanding coaches were attracted to was finding the positive attributes within the negative impairments of ADHD, that too much of the focus on research, and still is, the research and the focus on ADHD, what's wrong with the brain, where the impairments are, what's getting in the way. And there's been very little research that shows about, you know, once you understand your ADHD, how you can move forward. One of the only positive pieces of research to come out is in 2011 by the two guys by the name of Sean White, which found that young adults with ADHD score higher in creativity skills and accomplishments than do non-ADDers. And so one of the things that is happening in the ADHD world is that we are about momentum. We are about paying attention to an intention that accesses your positive attributes. And a perfect example was, you know, years ago, Jeff, you would never see a therapist presenting with a coach because, you know, Ned said these people disdained the idea of a coach. Well, 3 years ago or 2 years ago, Russell Ramsey, the head of the Cognitive Behavioral Therapy Program at the University of Pennsylvania, said, David, I like the work you're doing. I'm willing and I would like to do a presentation on the difference between CBT and ADHD coaching. And you could see that, you know, Russ was about reframing negative stories and moving them forward. And ADHD coaching was about igniting the momentum and activating the brain in terms of what are your strengths, what are your character attributes, and the other piece that Dr. Hollowell mentions, which is really important, is, you know, within that negativity of the challenges of ADHD are gifts, and those gifts need to be unraveled, and they can be unraveled. Yep. But the other piece that wasn't talked about, and the research that has come out, is that all human brains are naturally, there's a proclivity towards being attracted to negativity and problems, and the ADHD brain even more so. So to identify, and what we know about feelings and emotions, negative feelings and negative emotions stay in the bloodstream and in the brain longer. So when you do have a positive emotion and you do create positive success and fulfillment through your strengths, you have to work that much harder to reinforce it. And if you have ADHD, you have the executive function challenge of memory. So these things a coach has to stand for the client's strengths and has to stand for their integrity, who they are and what they do need to be aligned, and really be a warrior against negativity, because so much of the world is focused on the impairments of ADHD. So coaching has become that advocate for strength.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's such a paradigm to what was there. So, David, you need to go to a break real quick. Everybody, again, to learn more about Dr. Hollowell, check out his books at drhollowell, H-A-L-L-O-W-E-L-L.com. And for David, it's addca.com. And with that, we'll be right back after these messages.
Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
We are CHAD, the nation's leading nonprofit organization serving the community impacted by ADHD. CHAD and Attention Magazine provide science-based information about ADHD to families, professionals, the media, and the general public. Attention is the only publication in which your paid advertising promotes the mission of leadership, advocacy, research, education, and support for the ADHD community. Interested? Advertise in Attention Magazine and CHAD's website at chadd.org or call 240-487-2314.
If you think you understand attention so well, then why are you struggling so much with it? Attention is as simple as it is complex to understand. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. It's grossly misunderstood. Consider this. Focus on the wrong thing, get the wrong solution. In our new ebook, we'll share 5 key tips and insights on managing ADHD learned from conducting more than 300 interviews with attention experts. Download our ebook today at attentiontalknetwork.com and start understanding and managing your attention today. The average annual cost of attending college starts around $25,000. Students who have ADHD are at high risk of dropping out because they haven't learned the critical skills they need to succeed in school. Protect your investment with an EDGE Foundation coach, specifically trained to help students with ADHD and executive function impairment make the transition from high school to college. Visit edgefoundation.org to learn more.
Are you always late? The Time Timer is an award-winning time management solution that's helped millions of people with ADHD manage life better. As time passes, Time Timer's bright red disc disappears. Visit timetimer.com and use the discount code ATR for 15% off.
You deserve the best-trained ADHD coach. Find one at the ADD Coach Academy, the only comprehensive ADHD coach training program accredited by the International Coach Federation. Go to addca.com and click on Find a Coach.
And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody, to this celebration on Attention Talk Radio. Before the break, we listened to Dr. Halliwell talk about the inspiration for actually writing about the notion of ADHD coaching for the first time. And now we're going to kind of segue a little bit into the present. Before we do, though, I do have to pause here. I need to thank two of our sponsors in particular, the Edge Foundation and the ADD Coach Academy. And both have been a long-term supporters of Attention Talk Radio. And you've heard their commercials if you're a listener, but one of the things that is subtle that I always have to point out, and people are surprised about it, is while the ADD Coach Academy supports us, they're advertising their product, not themselves. So if you listen to their advertisement, it's not all about the ADD Coach Academy. It's all about going to their site and clicking on Find a Coach, because they're so proud of what they do. They put such a great product out, and furthermore, there's a demand for ADHD coaching. There's far more people out there who need these services than can meet the demand. And so we thank you, David, for your support. We also thank the Edge Foundation. They too are trying to get coaching out into particularly the college environment, the high school environment, and on scholarship type basis so that can happen. So I'm thrilled for you guys' support, and I had to kind of pause and say, if you listen to the commercials, they're not selling themselves, they're selling their products because they stand behind it so much. So with that, David, I have to say thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. And Jeff, you're absolutely right. We know and believe that the coaches we train are the best in the world. They're empowering countless numbers of individuals with ADHD to live the lives they deserve. We're very proud of what the work they're doing.
So I want to run a short interview that I did with Sarah Wright.
Sure.
Sarah had recently wrote and released ADHD Coaching Matters, the Definitive Guide, and she's really the first person that sat down and tried to document. And to me, she's like the ADHD historian for right now. So let's roll the tape with that. She's going to touch on something towards the end that will segue into something else I think is real important that you'll want to talk about, David. So here, we'll roll the tape with Sarah.
We have Sarah Wright here today with us. Sarah, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jeff. Glad to be here.
Well, we're thrilled to have you on. We'll get into more details in a second, but you're kind of like currently the historian of the ADHD coaching community, and everybody, you'll understand a little bit more about that in a second. But Sarah, since you've been a coach, can you describe to me what you see as the big milestones in the ADHD coaching industry?
Well, I've been a coach since 2002, but really I'd put the first milestone as being 1994, when Driven to Distraction came out, and it was the first place where coaching for ADHD was ever mentioned in print. It's also the year that the first full ADHD coach curriculum was offered and taught by Madeline Griffith Haney at the Optimal Functioning Institute. And as it turns out, that's also the year that Nancy Rady and Sue Sussman began training coaches and created the American Coaching Association, the ACA.
Okay.
So 1994 was a big year for ADHD coaching. After that, I think the next milestone would, the shortened version, would probably be 2005, when the ADHD Coaches Organization, the Professional Association, was founded. And in that same year, an organization called the Institute for the Advancement of ADHD Coaching, or IAC, was also founded. That was the first certifying body for ADHD coaches. It, however, is no longer in business, but we now have a wonderful organization called the Professional Association of ADHD Coaches, or PAC, and they are the certifying body for ADHD coaches. So that they started in 2009 and started certifying in 2012, and here we are now in our 20th anniversary of ADHD coaching.
It's really exciting, and I really want to kind of kudos for you, because you're such an asset to the ADHD coaching community, because I know that you were kind of a part of the board back when it was kind of coming together of the ADHD mm-hmm. coaches organization, and have been involved since. And I think really one of the emphasis I want to place on the formation of that organization and the credentialing bodies is as an industry that wasn't really regulated, everybody's kind of coming together to understand and come to consensus and come together with best practices types of things so that we can promulgate the professionalism of the ADHD coaching industry. And part and parcel with that, I think another result of those milestones is the annual ADHD Coaches Organization Conference. Again, another I think milestone that's important as everybody comes together and shares those things so that we can improve. And so one of the other things, too, that I think has been a milestone is you guys have been working on narrowing the languaging for what the definition of an ADHD coach is.
Yes. It's with any new breaking new ground, people to begin with were doing it sort of seat of the pants. They had expertise in related areas, but they were trying things out to see what worked for the population of people affected by ADHD. And we've had enough people coaching, teaching, enough hours that the empirical evidence is pretty strong as to what is an effective combination of strategies for working with people with ADHD. And now we also have 10 years of research specifically into this intervention. And so there's a very strong, broad consensus in the field that we now know what ADHD coaching is, and we now have a definition for it. And that is actually, it may sound like that's putting the cart before the horse to be doing this before you know what it is, but actually it had to be done that way because no one had done it before, and it was kind of experimental.
Yep.
But we know what we're doing.
Part of defining an industry. And so, you know, one of the cool things is, Sarah, you wrote a book and released it this year called ADHD Coaching Matters, The Definitive Guide. And literally, it is a very good chronicling of the history of the ADHD coaching organization. I mean, coaching as an industry. Can you tell us what inspired you to write the book?
I have been paying attention to a lot of these things since I started coaching. It's just part of what I'm interested in. And it's the kind of information that is important for any profession, but that can be hard to come by. So the book includes this overview of the development of the profession, the history. It includes the definition of coaching, because a lot of people have had a hard time sort of explaining what they do. And now that we have this evidence-based definition, it's a powerful way to explain what this is. It covers an introduction to the research that supports that definition, and it includes a compendium of the current trainings and ways to get certified. It's a reference book. It's intended as a reference book, and it's the only one in our profession.
Yep. Well, I hats off to you for putting that out there, because again, it's just a part of the whole shaping of an industry. And I know I'm proud to know you and proud to have witnessing you do that. For those that are listening, if they're interested in getting the book, where's the best place for them to find it and purchase it?
I would recommend you go to the website ADHDcoachingmatters.com.
And everybody, that's ADHDcoachingmatters.com. And with that, Sarah, thank you so much for coming on the show.
You're so welcome. Thank you, Jeff.
So I thought that was I applaud Sarah for sitting down, taking the time, and kind of documenting the industry. And it's some great information, some great references. There's some good languaging, and there's a lot of history in it. But David, I know we were talking about the defining of ADHD coaching, and languaging this is a real big deal, at least for you. And I know that at the Coach Academy, you guys are doing a lot of trying to bring simple language into focus for those. Do you want to talk about that for just a little bit?
Well, I need to do that, but I think there's something very, very important to mention that was, not intentional by Sarah, but there's a gap missing, and that was what is very important to the history of ADHD coaching, which is a collaborative effort by a well-trained ADHD coach, empowering an individual with ADHD to move forward in a non-judgmental way, was that you needed to have accredited schools. And those accredited schools did not happen until the academy was fully officially accredited by the governing body of all coaching, which is the International Coach Federation, in 2009. And that took us about 6 or 7 years of damn hard work because we wanted to raise the level and standard of ADHD coaching. And then we took it a step further and became accredited by PAC, which is the reason this is important, because then the PAC became the specialty arena of coaching competencies, because you can't have a good ADHD coach without a discipline, and that discipline has to have a set of competencies, and those competencies need to be tested so that we put out really, really good ADHD coaches. So I just want to add that although Sarah Dada's yeoman's work in creating this compendium of history, that one of the most important things in history was not just the idea of coaching being presented, that was important, and some coaching schools starting, but bringing a level of standards of certification for coaches that go out there so that when a client hires that coach, they know they've been through very rigid, strong, high standards of coaching education and training.
Yep.
And I think it's a very important point to bring up. And as far as the language, I think it's very important.
Actually, I'll tell you what, David, I need to run to a break. This is a good cutoff point. Let's pick that up on the other side of it. So, again, everybody.
Absolutely.
Dr. Hallowell's DrHallowell. David is addca.com and ADHD Coaching Matters for the book. So with that, we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to Attention Talk Radio. We'll return in a moment. Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
You can't go off to school with them, but we can. Visit edgefoundation.org to learn more how an Edge coach can help your student reach their full potential.
Are you always late? The Time Timer is an award-winning time management solution that's helped millions of people with ADHD manage life better. As time passes, Time Timer's bright red disc disappears. Visit timetimer.com and use the discount code ATR for 15% off.
Experience the difference with a top-notch ADHD coach. Find one at the ADD Coach Academy, the only comprehensive ADHD coach training program accredited by the International Coach Federation. Go to addca.com and click on Find a Coach.
Focus on the wrong thing? Get the wrong solution. Misunderstand attention and you'll struggle with it. Get 5 key tips and insights on managing ADHD learned from conducting more than 300 interviews with attention experts. Download the ebook today at attentiontalknetwork.com and start managing your attention today.
And now back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. We're having a celebration of 20 years from the first mention of ADHD coaching in print. And before the break, we were coming like kind of the present, moving into the future. David, can you just speak to a couple minutes on the importance of languaging, and then I'd like to kind of get your thoughts on where we might be in 10 years, and we'll wrap this little gig up.
Well, the language has to begin, Jeff, with how ADHD is defined, too. As ADHD coaches, it's an ongoing collaborative partnership between a person with ADHD traits, but it's also about the inner greatness that they possess. And, you know, at the Academy, we don't even like to look at it as disorder. We look at it as a unique brain wiring, a unique brain wiring, because each human being, even those with ADHD, have neurodiverse brains full of trillions of ways that they process information. So because the world says you don't do it in a certain way, doesn't make you broken. And I think too much of the negative challenges of ADHD are exacerbated because people focus on what they can't do at the expense of what they can do. So the first thing is each human being that a coach is working with that has ADHD has a neurodiverse, unique brain wiring, and we have to find out within that network of trillions of options, where is their greatness? Where are their strengths? Where are they able to ignite their engine? Much is focused on problems. And in the beginning, a lot of coaching began with let's fix the problem, let's come up with the solutions. Now coaching has become about empowering that individual to get their engine going, to identify their inner greatness. So first thing is when we have to look at this, we have to say ADHD is a unique brain wiring, and each coach that is a well-trained coach empowers that individual to embrace their unique brain wiring and within that find out where their greatness lies and how to move forward with. And the other piece is the importance of neuroplasticity, that science says that we have the ability to change the architecture of our brain. Negativity will not change that architecture.
Yep.
What does change is positivity. And for as long as I've been in coaching, I've always been a strength-based coach, but the understanding and the science of strengths, as is Ned, has changed. And so we're not only into performance strengths and talent strengths, we're into character strengths. So we're working with the VIA Institute on Character,
yep.
which is the organization founded by Martin Seligman as the father of positive psychology, because we know when we help people identify what makes them who they are, what are their true character strengths, what energizes them and inspires them, they're able to get that ADHD brain moving in a positive way. So we're about empowering in a collaborative, non-judgmental way what's already great in that individual. That's not to say that we don't manage them, but the managers challenge it. But it's empowering the greatness.
And it's an industry coming together, again, and working together to come up with best practices and get more specificity and get kind of closer to the stuff we can help them is a really big deal. You know, David, looking forward, you know, one of the things that I see that's going to change a lot, and I've been very fortunate to be a kind of, I think, part of a conduit in itself, is I see in 10 years from now, more and more coaching being part of a multimodal treatment team where there's a real collaborative approach maybe between a mental health provider, maybe a psychiatrist, and a coach. What are your thoughts and what do you see for the future?
Well, I already see it happening, Jeff. I've got psychiatrists who consult with me. I mean, there was a time when, you know, Ned said there was a disdain for this profession. And I think, you know, you never would have heard of an ADHD coach becoming president of a nonprofit organization like ADDA, because they weren't respected. But now coaches are very respected if they're well-trained and certified from an accredited institution. And I'm doing consults with psychiatrists and health professionals and psychologists all the time because they have a great appreciation for the work that we do. The key is to clearly identify the realms of our discipline and make those realms work together so that a good psychiatrist may diagnose and maybe do a little psychoeducation, and a therapist may work on the problems getting in the way. And then the coach might say, well, how can we get this client moving forward because they're feeling so bad about themselves? Let's get them moving forward.
Yep.
And when those problems show up, we can work together. So it really is already becoming a collaborative effort.
And it's really cool because I think it was last summer we actually had Dr. Charles Parker come on for a show specifically speaking to the mental health community that listens to the show and presenting why ADHD coaches should be a part of the treatment team and why, if they're not already working with some coaches, for the benefit of those they serve, they should reach out to them. So I think the future's bright with that. I think as Dr. Hollowell had actually said, it's an economically effective way to help many of those with ADHD coaching. So it's exciting. It's exciting that he put it in print 20 years ago. I'm excited that we're actually celebrating it in the industry. And so with that, David, I can't thank you so much for coming on and being a part of the show and celebrating this milestone with us.
Yeah, and Jeff, the last thing I'll say about this is what's really going to change it all is when the healthcare community and the world, the last frontier of prejudice is ignorance. The more educated we help people become about ADHD, which makes ADHD Awareness Day so important, and letting people know that people with ADHD have a unique brain wire and they can embrace their success and be just as successful like a David Neeleman and countless numbers of clients we've worked, the more we work towards reinforcing those things that create positive emotion and knowings of success and really reinforcing those people to focus on those things and making coaching a part of that, which it already is, the more healthy the people with ADHD are going to be around and the people who support them. Because, you know, Jeff, this is not just about the individual with ADHD. It's all the people who support and love them. So it's so great that you have us on this show to talk about ADHD coaching, because ADHD Awareness Day is about educating people about ADHD and all the different disciplines that are there to support them and empower them to move forward. And I don't think there's a greater profession in the world than ADHD coaching to empower those people to do just that.
Absolutely. Very well said, David. So, again, thank you so much for coming on the show. Everybody,
thank you.
Enjoy. hope you got educated and you continue to celebrate for the rest of the month with us, not just the beginning of coaching, but also ADHD Awareness Month. So everybody, hope you enjoyed it, and catch us next week. Another great edition of Attention Talk Radio. Take care.